Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15, and you'll agree it's the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
I think human beings have a perception problem. We often think we have the proper perspective on an issue when actually we're really way off. It's like this story that Thomas Wheeler, once the CEO of a big life insurance company, told about himself. He and his wife were driving along an interstate highway when he noticed that the car is low on gas. He gets off the highway at the next exit and finds a rundown gas station. He asks the attendant to fill the tank and went for a little walk to stretch his legs. As he's returning to the car, he notices that the attendant and his wife are really engaged in conversation. The conversation stops as he pays for the gas, and as he's getting back into the car, he sees the attendant wave and hears him say, "It was great talking to you." As they drive away, he asks his wife if she knew that guy. She did. They had gone to high school together and had dated for a while. "Boy, were you lucky I came along," he said. "If you had married him, you'd be the wife of a gas station attendant instead of the wife of a CEO." His wife said, "My dear, if I had married him, he'd be the CEO and you'd be the gas station attendant." Yes, we often think we have the proper outlook when in fact we're way off. Jesus understood that us humans tend to get things wrong, especially when it comes to spiritual things. So he told a few stories, parables. In one parable, he said the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Why would Jesus choose such a small item to represent something so big like heaven? Maybe because even though the kingdom of heaven is ginormous, we are often blind to it. Do you hear the oppositeness in Jesus' words? The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. If you've ever seen a mustard seed, you know what a ridiculous statement this is. They are as small as a grain of sand. You can put thousands of them in the palm of your hand, yet it grows into a very large bush, looks like a tree, large enough for birds to build their nests in. What is Jesus saying? He's saying that God is at work, even though our human eyes often fail to understand what is happening. As Christians, we understand that things we can't see are important, but we live in a society that is fascinated with bigness. We've gone beyond big stores to mega stores. We're overwhelmed by huge social problems like racism and extreme political division. Because of this, we sometimes overlook the tiny seed problems that are at the root of some of these situations. Think about the shuttle program, a tiny rubber O-ring about 3/10 of an inch wide. To look at a tiny O-ring that small wouldn't impress us. Yet in 1986, two of those rings were put in the solid rocket booster to stop gases from escaping. Whether it was the unusually cold weather, a contaminant in the putty used to place them in, compression problems, or human error, for some reason these two O-rings failed to do what they were made to do, and the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds into her flight, and as you know, all 7 crew members were lost. It's the little things, tiny viruses the size of a pinhead, heart valves no larger than a thumbnail, poorly chosen words from a loved one. Little things have tremendous power. Matthew records the story that Jesus told about the smallest thing his audience could identify with, a mustard seed. Let's not underestimate the impact of little events, little things. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of patience to work with people, a little bit of love to change a situation, a little bit of grace to bring about healing, a little bit of understanding to save a relationship. Abraham Lincoln was a man who represented true courage. During the war, his wife experienced extreme depression. His 12-year-old boy died of typhoid fever, and he carried the burdens of a nation on his shoulders. A political cartoon of that era shows two farmers passing on the road. One says, "Howdy, mister, anything going on around here?" "Nah," the other farmer says, "ain't nothing going on in these parts except the Lincolns had a baby boy the other day." So many of God's greatest happenings are not easily noticed or understood. They seem to be of little significance, but are really very important. When God moved in history to save us humans, he didn't do it with a legion of angels or some meeting of all the powers of the earth. He did it with a seed planted in the womb of a peasant girl. That tiny seed would one day grow to full life and change the world and die for our sins. Yes, we often think we have the proper perspective on an issue when we're really way off. Things we can't perceive or understand have real influence. And that, Jesus said, is what heaven is like. Remember, it's the little things that count.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.